right, my friends. All right, it's Canada Day here. It's We made this into the promo. Made this into sort of the dating game because we had just a whole list of candidates today, and you get to decide who you like the best. And Dannemora is running for state's attorney of the County of Cook. We just heard for the sitting state's attorney, Anita Alvarez. And I will start with you. And now, Donna, you were a number of years. You worked as both a county and federal prosecutor, correct? Do I have that right on your resume?
That right.
Looking at your resume right here in front of me, if you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be?
Oh gosh! Please don't ask that question.
All right. So now I will ask you with the same question I started with Anita Alvarez, though. If you as you look at this city right now that has. As I pointed out, we had 20 shootings in 20 hours over the last 36. I don't even know what the number is right now because it's just it's a crazy number of 500 people have already been shot in this town since January 1st.
That's unbelievable.
That's we're on a record. We're on a pace right now to eclipse some of the worst years of the 1990s in Chicago. And I wonder if you had a magic wand. What would you first attack in this? Because it falls on the office of the attorney of the state's attorney to be able to kind of keep, as I mentioned before, the predators from the prey.
The gun violence is clearly our number one problem. Not only have we had 500 shootings since the first of the year, we've had 100 murders since the first of the year. And yet all of our politicians are shockingly silent on what's going on. And Ms. Alvarez has had 7 years as the state's attorney of Cook County, and I heard her on your show, and she said that her number one priority is public safety. And yet, if you ask anybody on the street, do you feel safer today than you did 7 years ago? The answer would be a resounding no. So what do? Well, you have to try things other than just blaming the legislature for not passing laws. That's an option, but that's not an option that we can wait for.
But on gun violence, I'm going to stop you for just 1 second. On gun violence, and she made the point about this. I mean, this Doty guy that is now charged with murdering the 9-year-old. Had two prior gun convictions, but you spend so little time, and it's about beefing up the numbers. When Gary McCarthy was the police superintendent in Chicago, he said, "Listen, in New York, you get caught with a gun, you know, you're going away for 2-3 years."
Well, here's what's interesting about this individual that's been charged as the shooter, which is, why did he only get 5 years back in 2013? I'd like to know what the state recommendation was on that case, because he was a known career criminal back then. So, you know, to do a FOIA request, interestingly enough, to find out what the state recommendation was, takes 5 business days, and that puts us over the day of election. So I'd like Ms. Alvarez to tell us what happened in that case and why he only got 5 years and out in 2 years. 75% of the people who are convicted under Ms. Alvarez's tenure, 75% of gun offenders don't see the inside of a jail cell. Now, she can blame anybody she wants, but she's the top prosecutor in this county, and she has failed miserably.
There is a little bit of a change in tone you've seen happen. I know Tony Preckwinkle has talked about this in terms of nonviolent offenses and just possessing a gun possession, that we shouldn't look at it as being the same type of crime as a violent crime. And so there's been a sort of a movement to lessen the time served for those. So is this just a product of that system, or what would you do with these types of crimes?
Well, you need to look at, is this person who possessed a gun, was it a mistake? What's their background? Are they employed? Or are they on track to become a career criminal? And that's where you have to make the decision.
But there won't there be people jumping up and down and saying, well, then now you're profiling the offender and you're going to charge. And there's going to be a disproportionate, if unemployment is higher in the African-American community, as it is exponentially in Chicago, or if somebody's got list of minor priors, they're going to go to jail. And, you know, the white guy in River North who might be carrying the gun, who's a hothead but doesn't have a criminal record, I mean, it may not. And then there's going to be this argument of racial disparity.
There will be. Yeah.
Well, the one thing you have to be, which we haven't had in the past 7 years as well, is consistency in what your policy is going to be. So whether it's up in Skokie or whether it's in Englewood, if you have somebody with no record who's carrying a gun, then the state's attorney's office has to look at those cases similarly. But if you have somebody with 10 arrests and no convictions in Skokie and in Englewood, you have to look at those cases similarly. So unfortunately, for better or worse, our criminal justice system is not one size fits all. You have to have prosecutors that are interested in looking at cases, asking questions, and making determinations. Now, we've talked about before low-level nonviolent offenders, and I think there is a movement to try to have better outcomes with those offenders who we can help educate and get back into mainstream society. But gun cases have to take on a different view given the amount of violence in our county. Is somebody on the path, as I said, to becoming a career offender, or is this a mistake where you can help someone veer off a criminal path?
Mm-hmm. Well, as the state's attorney says, there's 52, I think she said, redirection programs that are at the disposal of the state's attorney's office to take people and move them, you know, nonviolent offenders and other types. And, you know, we've heard it from the people in the state legislature who have to pay the bills for the prison programs and from the Cook County Sheriff, right, who has to house these folks. Now, he has a little bit more room than he used to have. Because they have, you know, they're using ankle monitors, they're using other kinds of things, and he does really just want to keep, and he's, you know, worked in concert with everybody who will listen, he wants to keep those who are really the ones he fears putting back on the street inside, and then the ones he doesn't necessarily need to put amateur criminals in with the career criminals, mm-hmm. right?
I mean, or the mentally ill as well, as
right.
we talked about.
That's right. Well, when you talk about low-level offenders who either have mental illness or some sort of drug addiction, we don't get good outcomes by putting them in Cook County Jail. The problem is we have to work together on this. And right now, Ms. Alvarez doesn't work with Sheriff Dart. She doesn't work with Chief Judge Evans. We know she doesn't work with President Preckwinkle. And I have outlined a mental health program to help actually take low-level offenders that have an addiction or mental health issue and put them in a treatment center that can help them. And instead of incarcerating while they're waiting trial or even post-trial, and the good news for us taxpayers is we spend less money doing that and we get better outcomes.
All right, police shootings. Nationally, they've been politicized in a different level than they are here in Chicago. Police shootings in Chicago are I wouldn't say common occurrences, but they're every month or two there's a police involved shooting in Chicago on average. If and most of them sort of just, you know, they come and they go without much of a public reaction, because in many cases it's late at night, it's young males who tend to be gang involved, and then the police go, well, it's a gang involved person, and then people, like, their eyes glaze over and they're not all that interested. Do you think that this system has A, been fair, and B, what would you do to change what has, on top of what's already been changed?
Well, I don't think that the system has been fair. And that's because as state's attorney, you have to prosecute crime no matter who commits it, whether that person is white, black, or is wearing navy blue. And those are tough cases because, look, as we know, the majority of our police force is out there every day putting their lives on the line for public safety, and they need to be commended. But if you have a bad apple that steps over the line, and the line is the law, if they step over the line, nobody's above the law, not even our police officers. And so what happened here under Ms. Alvarez's reign is that that line has become a political line and not a legal line. And what I mean by that is if she can get away with covering something up, she does it. And so the police officers don't understand, well, gee, if she's not going to prosecute me for perjury, like in the case of the Glenview police officers, where it took her 8 months on what was not a complex case to charge, the judge called them out for perjury. You have the transcript, you have the videotape. And 2 days after it got press, all of a sudden she charges it. I don't think anybody thinks that 400 days in Laquan McDonald was because she didn't have the evidence. It was a cover-up, and we have to stop covering up cases.
How do you make sure, Donna, that you don't bow to the same type of pressure? How are we sure that you're the kind of person? Because it seems like one of the problems and one of the sentiments in this election nationally and locally and countywide as well is that people are tired of elected officials answering to powerful people, political pressure, and not to the people that they serve. And in this case, the justice for the people of Cook County. How are we sure that that's not going to be you as soon as you get elected?
Well, the one thing that separates me from both my opponents is that I'm independent. You know, Ms. Alvarez said on your show she's independent, and if having Mike Madigan and Ed Burke in your pocket is being independent, then that's a different definition than what I grew up with. My other opponent is a Berrios Preckwinkle person, handpicked to run for this office. Neither of them are independent. Their first question is going to be not what's best for the state's attorney to do and the citizens of Cook County. Their first question is going to be, what is best for my political benefactors and my political career? Because they look at this as a stepping stone for them. And in that way, the public interest gets lost for self-interest. Right. So the fact is that because I am not beholden to anybody, I can follow the evidence wherever and to whomever it leads.
Donna Moore is running for state's attorney of the County of Cook. And I don't know, I've heard there's an election next Tuesday. I'm going to look into that.
Big.
it's going to be huge, actually, is what it's going to be. All right. Thank you very much, Donna. Appreciate
you
your time.
Thanks.